Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch. Full stop. And their ceramic watch material almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
There is no question the Big 12 champion should be in the college football playoff, but you are already hearing some of the nonsense. I just heard it from the talking heads on ESPN about the possibility the Big 12 champion does not make the college football playoff. And it's totally nuts. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Thanks for joining us as a part of the show. If you're new here or if you're here again, make sure you are subscribed to the channel and, of course, on the podcast as well. Hit that thumbs up. So we're going to dive into what I just heard on ESPN, and it drove me nuts. It was halftime, or I guess between the two games of the Maui Invitational, and they do the Week 14 college football playoff rankings. And I'm watching this, and it was Heather Dinich of ESPN who floated out this ridiculous idea that Tulane winning out as the AAC champ could end up being ranked higher than the Big 12 champion, and therefore the Big 12 champ would be left out of the college football playoff because you'd have the SEC champ, you'd have the Big 10 champ, you'd have the ACC champ, you'd have Boise State, Mountain West, and then you'd have Tulane as the AAC champion. So she just floated this out there, and I said to myself, when are Big 12 fans going to stand up and say enough's enough of the BS? And I mean the big voices in the Big 12. Brett Yormark, the coaches, Chris Klieman did a good job calling out other Big 12 coaches and the Big 12 conference this week saying, you know what, screw this 9 league games. Let's do 8 like the SEC. Because guess what? 10-2 looks a lot better than 9-3. Let's just do what they do. Why are we playing by a harder set of rules in the Big 12? Why don't we schedule an FCS game instead of a Power 4 game? Why are we doing this to ourselves? And when I watch Heather Dinich and these other ESPN talking heads already speculating that, hey, maybe the Big 12 champ's not going to make it, I'm like, Chris Klieman's right. Chris Klieman is spot on. Tulane has no business, even if they win out by 100 points, and the committee is not supposed to take into consideration margin of victory that is in their rules. There is no business for Tulane to get into the college football playoff over the Big 12 champ. None whatsoever. And that is based on the metrics the committee has put out there, which is strength of schedule, head-to-head competition, and comparative outcomes of common opponents. Well, guess what? All of those things benefit anybody in the Big 12. It doesn't matter who the Big 12 champion is. There is no reason that a school like Tulane should be ranked above the Big 12 champ. Okay? I mean, look at Tulane and look at the strength of schedule for Tulane. It is 100th in the country. 100. Kansas State is at 48. Iowa State is at 69. Let's see what else we've got here. Arizona State's at 66. Let's see where BYU is on this. BYU is at 39 in strength of schedule. Tulane's at 100. 100. And, oh, okay, let's go to head-to-head competition. Well, they played Kansas State. Don't forget, they played Kansas State, and what happened? Well, Kansas State beat them. Now, of course, it came down to the wire, but Kansas State beat them. Kansas State's not even one of the teams tied at the top of the Big 12 standings. K-State could win the Big 12 still. There's a possibility of it, but they are way behind the eight ball. They are not a team that is likely to end up winning the Big 12, at least as things stand right now. They need a lot of help this weekend to get themselves into a Big 12 championship game. So Tulane has played a Big 12 team, and they lost to them. Common opponents. Okay, well, Oklahoma beat Tulane 34-19. There's a Big 12 school that Oklahoma has played, and it was Houston. And they barely eked out a win, 16-12. Houston, God bless them, sitting near the bottom of the Big 12 standings this year with Willie Fritz. What more do you need? If you're a college football playoff committee person, to look at and say, Tulane, great, nice story, congratulations. The two halfway decent teams or good teams you played, K-State and Oklahoma, you lost to, and you lost to pretty easily. I don't care that you're 7-0 in the ACC. The AAC, excuse me. The AAC at this point is still trying to figure itself out. You've got a lot of new teams, different conferences, kind of working their way up through, you know, the group of five rankings. This is not a good league right now. It's not. And the fact that it would even be mentioned on ESPN, the fact that there would be anybody of any credibility on ESPN, like Heather Dinich, even floating it out there like she did in the first 5 minutes of her, not even 2 minutes of her commentary. Now, she didn't say it was going to happen, but she even speculated on it. I get it. They've got to find scenarios. But spare me, it is so disrespectful to the Big 12 Conference. And if you've watched this league, you know that, okay, do I think there's a team in the Big 12 right now that when I look at it is competing with Oregon? No, I don't. I'm not going to BS you. I don't. But I certainly believe that this is a top four league in America. And if you win it, you should be in a college football playoff. No ifs, ands, or buts. And now you've got prominent people even having the conversation as to whether or not a Big 12 champion could be left out. Because here's how it works. Of course, it would be the five highest ranked conference champions who get in. And right now, based on the recent playoff rankings that came out on Tuesday night, the Big 12 is not getting one of the top four byes as things currently stand right now. That's because they're giving the bye to Boise State. Now, I also think that's ridiculous. I believe the Big 12 champion should be getting a bye over Boise State. Boise State is living off a loss to Oregon. Let me repeat that. Boise State is living off a loss to Oregon.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What else are you looking at here with Boise State? Okay, I mean, once again, by their metrics, Boise State's strength of schedule is 81st. Every Big 12 team in contention is well above that, much better than that. So what else exactly are you looking at here when you say to yourself, okay, why does Boise State deserve that over the Big 12? I mean, the Big 12 is better in every single metric when you look at the numbers. I mean, look at the ESPN FPI. Colorado's ahead of Boise State in the FPI. K-State's ahead of Boise State in the FPI. Iowa State's ahead of Boise State in the FPI. BYU and Arizona State are barely behind Boise State in the FPI. Boise State's 27. BYU's 30. Arizona State's 31. And then in strength of schedule, it's not even close. BYU's 39. Boise State's 81. Arizona State is 66. Boise State's 81. Iowa State's 69. Boise State's 81. What more do you need? And then if you want to go to things like, what do you want to do here? Let's do common opponents, like UNLV is one. Okay, UNLV beat Kansas. And Kansas is playing much better as of late, but Kansas still needs a win on Saturday to get to a bowl game. And that's your big potential common opponent with somebody in the Big 12, a KU team that until a week or a month ago was just dead in the water as a program at the bottom of the Big 12 standings. So what are we doing here? It just feels like, all in all, it is massive disrespect for the Big 12 conference. I don't know how else you could possibly spin this based on what you're seeing from ESPN and from the committee. Now, this can all change, of course, right? I mean, this can all change very, very quickly. There's no doubt about it. And when you look at the rankings right now, and you look at where things currently stand, okay, Boise State's at 11. They're 10-1. But when you look at remaining strength of schedule, and I think that's something that matters here as well, who's Boise State going to play? They're going to play Oregon State this weekend, and let's see how that plays out, by the way. And then you'll have a conference title game. Probably UNLV, could be Colorado State, who knows? But suddenly you look at this and you say to yourself, well, maybe Boise State is going to trip up, in which case none of this really matters. The Big 12 champion, no matter who it is going to get one of those Final Four byes. But even if Boise State wins out, I believe the Big 12 champion should get one of those Final Four byes, especially if it's one of these top teams. If it's Colorado, if it's BYU, if it's Iowa State, if it's Arizona State. I don't think that's up for debate because you know the Big 12 champ is going to basically have a win this week and a win next week over much better competition over this two-week span than anything Boise State is doing and certainly anything that Tulane is doing. It's not even up for debate. I'm going through some of your comments here on YouTube. I'm Pete Mundo. Thanks for joining us. Heartland College Sports is where you find us. I'm going to hop over to the forums after this at heartlandcollegesports.com, a great way to interact with our staff, with us. So please go join us there. It's free to sign up on the Heartland College Sports forums. Great way to interact with other Big 12 fans as well. Chase writes that Tulane ahead of any ranked Big 12 team is an absolute joke. Spot on there, Chase. What else do we have here? Pete, I still don't understand how they have Boise that high when their best win is a three-point loss to Oregon. Of course, win is in parentheses or in quotes. And then only beat a 2-8 Wyoming team by four. I agree. Boise State is living off a loss. It's absurd to me. Nathan adds, presumably Tulane love is specifically coming from margin of victory of their last half dozen games or so. Okay, but look at what the committee says. I'm reading this from collegefootballplayoff.com. Here it is. What do they care about? Strength of schedule, head-to-head, comparative outcomes of common opponents without incenting margin of victory. They're not supposed to care about margin of victory. And if they are, they're not going by their own rules. So that's what's ridiculous. Jonathan says, I hate the committee so much, it's so corrupt, it's not even funny. BYU and Arizona State should be way higher based on resume. K-State won at Tulane, has a better resume, and is five spots behind. Thank you. Do we care about head-to-head anymore? Apparently not if we're the College Football Playoff Committee. They don't make any sense. Yeah, K-State has a couple of tough losses here the last 3 weeks. but they bounced back in a big way against Cincinnati. They have one of the toughest schedules in the Big 12 Conference. They have beaten Tulane head-to-head, mostly the same teams, and they're five spots back. And now they're talking about Tulane getting ahead of the Big 12 champ. Totally, totally absurd. Arizona, good point here. Pete, Arizona State dominated Wyoming and Boise State nearly lost to them. That is the best point made yet. Red Eye Ronis. Well done there, my friend. So you guys are nailing it tonight, just like we are here on the show and talking about all the holes in the debate that these SEC ESPN talking heads are having. And we get it. They're all about, you know, unfortunately, it feels like tearing down the Big 12, propping up the SEC. That's, of course, now the conference that they basically own. But, man, what I saw tonight, I got on this show as soon as I could because I couldn't watch it anymore. I needed to have some sane conversations with you guys. I just wish the ESPN crew could see the comments you guys are making and the conversation we're having because we are making way more sense than they are. I promise you that. Calvin adds, Ole Miss and Bama have no business being in the top 15 with the losses they have. Watch, they are going to try to justify maybe multiple three-loss SEC teams into this deal. Just watch, okay? Maybe they did it on Tuesday night. I don't know. I stopped watching. But do not be shocked if that ends up happening because they are doing whatever they can to make this the SEC and Big Ten Invitational. And we're going to sit here at Heartland College Sports. We're going to call their bluff. We're going to call out their BS. And you're going to be here along with the ride for us. I know that much because you guys are awesome and you're not putting up with it either. Kevin says they're just lubing up the Big 12 for the screwing that's about to happen. I turned off the show too. Yeah. I mean, listen, man, I don't want to say you're right there, Kevin, but you're on to something, my brother. You absolutely are. So you want to stay here with us, hop on over to our forums. I'm going to keep the conversation going there, and we'll be making sense of this. You guys are making some outstanding points on the show today, so thank you so much for doing that, and thank you for being here. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. That way you never miss an episode, whether it's on YouTube or on Apple or on Spotify. And if you could, drop that 5-star rating and review. It does help the show tremendously. Keeps us building the show and promoting the show, and you guys are the ones who are making that happen. Have a great day. I'm Pete Mundo, HeartlandCollegeSports.com. And of course, as always, go Big 12.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.